Bonneville. From July to September, the Bonneville RCMP detachment saw a decrease in overall criminal code and traffic offenses compared to last year during the same quarter. According to policing statistics presented by RCMPS, Sergeant Sarah Park during last Tuesday's Bonneville Town Council meeting, the total number of criminal code offenses dropped to 544 offenses from a total of 610 offenses that occurred in 2020. Contributing to the decrease in criminal code offenses, property crime dropped by 9% compared to last year during the same quarter. Other criminal code offenses dropped by 33% in the area the Bonneville RCMP covers. There were 359 property crime offenses reported between July and September, whereas last year 393 offenses were reported during the same period. However, persons crime rose by 7% with 104 offenses being reported. Last year there were 7 fewer persons crime offenses during the same period. The Bonneville RCMP detachment observed a 32% drop in criminal code traffic offenses, with 28 offenses occurring. There was, however, a 17% increase in the provincial code traffic offenses, with 408 occurring. The policing statistics also showed a 48% increase in motor vehicle collisions. Between July to September 34 collisions occurred, last year during the same period 23 occurred within the Bonneville RCMP's jurisdiction. Traffic enforcement on RCMP radar. Every year RCMP detachments are required to have an annual performance plan, APP, which is developed based on the priorities of the detachment and is developed in consultation with stakeholders and community partners, explained Park. The two main community priorities selected by the Bonneville RCMP detachment for this year are crime reduction and community engagement. One of the strategies the local detachment has deployed to tackle crime reduction involves traffic enforcement, said Park. During August, the detachment participated in an initiative that focused on new drivers. "We like to do education as much as we do enforcement with those initiatives, and so we partnered up with the town peace officer John Procu," she added. The detachment planned various check stops throughout month of August in collaboration with community peace officers. Overall, 14 GDL warnings were issued, 3 impaired driving provincial sanctions were issued due to a zero alcohol tolerance policy for GDL drivers, 2 GDL violation tickets and 1 GDL defect notice were also issued during the initiative. The RCMP patrols were carried out in the town and MD of Bonneville, Glendon and Cahuin. General Investigation Section. Another way the detachment focuses on crime reduction is with the assistance of the General Investigation Section, GIS, unit. The GIS is a 3-member plainclothes unit that is based out of the Bonneville detachment. According to Park, the unit's main focus is on drug trafficking and drug possession enforcement. While the trafficking of drugs is their main focus, there are other offenses that can fall under the GIS unit's mandate and their typically serious persons crimes, she said, adding, "Right now, the GIS unit is assisting on a couple of serious persons crimes. We have one criminal negligence causing bodily harm, where the victim has been paralyzed. And then we also have another one, an aggravated assault investigation that resulted in the victim becoming permanently maimed. The GIS unit is responsible for our habitual offender management program. Currently, there are 38 prolific offenders and habitual offenders that the GIS unit follows up with on a regular basis. That involves but isn't limited to regular communication with our probation office and conducting curfew checks." Park explains that 15 are just straight-up prolific offenders. There's an additional 6 that are on curfew management, an additional 5 that are on a host of warrants and 12 that are simply wanted on warrants. Those are the offenders that are on our radar at all times. For the month of September, there were 163 curfew checks conducted on offenders. As a result, 4 charges were laid when people weren't home and they were supposed to be, Park said. "That program has been going on for a long time and it has been a really good way to keep our finger on the pulse with those offenders and to stay on top of when they need to be picked up and reassessed in the court system." Lakeland Crew Unit. Another crime reduction unit known as the Lakeland Crew, is a 3-person unit that is considered a regional Lakeland unit because it provides assistance and split its time evenly between the Bonneville, Cold Lake and Elk Point detachments. Their focus is on the criminal rather than the jurisdictional borders that the criminals may find themselves within, said Park. During the Lakeland crew's first year of operation, they made 187 arrests, executed 223 warrants and have recovered property valued at just under $1.5 million, laying 607 charges. That unit has definitely hit the ground running and they continue to do so and definitely offer great support to the three detachment areas that they assist with, she adds. Mental health crisis. Taking a moment to shift the conversation, Park told town councilors, "I wanted to touch on the mental health crisis that we're facing. On average, our members at the detachment are dealing with anywhere from 20 to 40 calls per month that in some way have some type of mental health issue related to them. Of those calls received by the detachment every month, roughly 50% are within town limits. We're not really proposing an avenue to curb this. It's only to acknowledge that this has become a reality of the day-to-day that police face, not just in Bonneville by any means, but across the province and realistically across the country," said Park. "It's something else that's on our plate that wasn't necessarily to this extent 10 or 20 years ago."